Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the genius of all times, man in a Nike shirt looking good, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well, thank you, Michael Horn, if that is your name.
That is my name for today's show.
And thanks to everyone for tuning in today. I really feel good about Aaron Rodgers going back to the Packers. I feel good.
Me
for the,
too.
I feel good for the people, the fans. You know,
yeah, me too.
There's not, as he says here, this isn't a destination for vacation and a lot of frivolity. Although it's got great boating and skiing and shooting and snowing and all this other type of stuff.
My uncle's farm is in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
Uncle George's farm.
But for the most part, you know, people, the Packers are such a huge part of everybody's life.
They are. NFL with a favorite.
And rightfully so. It's a tremendous story, the Green Bay Packers.
And we're going to talk about that here on the show today. But first, yeah. Fred, you're going back to training camp. We want to make a program announcement that next week on the show, we're going to be pre-taping our big weekend show on Tuesday. So
Tuesday.
That'll be at 2:30 Pacific time, 5:30 Eastern time. Mark your calendars down because we'll open up all of our video things. You know, we're here on Facebook Live. We've got everything going here. We got Twitter, Facebook Live, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, CRN Talk. Are we on TikTok yet? Have we gotten on TikTok? Can we talk to Mike Geary about that?
I think we're on TikTok.
We should be, but we'll find out.
On several platforms, yeah. I know this.
We're going to be on several platforms, so make a note of that next week, Tuesday. It's August, what, 3rd? Is that when it's going to be? Tuesday, we're
going to
be pre-taping.
Yes, that's true.
The 4th, we go to training camp. Yep. We'll be taking pictures, posting them up on Fred's Instagram, his Facebook page, his Twitter page. We'll get it up everywhere.
We're starting TikTok. To spread out, folks.
I love to spread out of the easy chair. Don't forget, we've got things going on Facebook Live, so you can comment on today's show. It's a normal, regular show. Coming back, talking about Major League Baseball, Aaron Rodgers, the Olympics, some interesting things happening in the Olympic Village.
Yeah, and the Rams, our visit to the Rams. That's coming up.
Yeah, and don't forget, you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We'll be back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. Did you know withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. So please listen up. Are you aware that banks are now required to spy on us for the government and then report any behavior they think is suspicious? It's true. I was shocked as I read Swiss America's blockbuster report, The Secret War on Cash. This new war against cash is really a war against all freedom-loving Americans. Listen to me. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Now get your free copy by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. Or visit SwissAmerica.com. This war on cash is growing daily and also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get ahead, read The Secret War on Cash free to every Robert Davi fan today by calling 866-219-3750. That's 866-219-3750. And then you'll thank me later.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Thank you so much for joining us here with the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Going to talk a little Aaron Rodgers here, but first, Fred, if we could, let's get some quick comments from you for some of our neighbors here that are chiming in. Nikki says, hello from Nebraska. How about that, huh?
Hey.
And Shannon says, hi, guys. Shannon, she says, we look great. Fred, did you have a good birthday? She wants to know about that.
Hey, you know something? Thank you for asking, because I can't get enough of my birthday cake. I saved some of it, put it in the refrigerator.
You did?
Yeah. And and it's fantastic. It's been 22 days since I turned whatever it was.
By the way, she asked if we have a Sirius XM channel, and I thought I would pop in here and tell you we're on Sirius channel 217,
yes.
XM channel 203, and online on Sirius XM at channel 967. So mark those down. That's very important because we do have that for you. You can listen to the show. Saturday's always at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern for you. And then in the mornings on Sunday, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern. James says, good afternoon, Fred and Mike from Phoenix. Fred, thank you for mentioning my name last week, as I was one of the many that took time to send you a birthday card.
See that?
Hope you had a very happy What is this, your 75th? Did we say that's your centennial?
No, this is the Diamond Jubilee.
The Diamond Jubilee.
Yeah.
By the way, we've recovered pretty well. He said after the Suns, by the way, in Phoenix. That was a Phoenix Suns tough loss.
That was
loss
traumatic,
there,
I think, for the people in Phoenix. You know, they've got their they got their guys going for them, and if in the last 9-10 years, this is the best team they've had in a while. And so here they are, and they get hammered. The guy, the big Antetokounmpo.
The Greek guy.
Yeah.
Giannis
Antetokounmpo.
Giannis. I just call him Giannis.
Yeah, I call him. Yeah, I call him Johnny. I call him Johnny sometimes.
Yeah, it's because Johnny on the spot. That was a tough loss. 53 years the Bucks didn't have it, and 50 years or vice versa for the Suns.
1971.
It's tough. So a lot of comments there. And if we can, also a little comment here from Shannon. She says, by the way, Fred, she said, you don't look 75, babe. You look great. Now, I don't know if 75 is supposed to be bad, but apparently maybe there's a
I contrast my looks with all of my my love shots.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to those. Don't you dare.
It's tough to see.
You're not going to see those. We got them up there on the screen for you, and we'll describe them for those of you on radio.
Yeah.
Some great scenes of Fred today with some women.
Oh.
Okay. Taken right from the Trevor Bauer. Okay, no, I'm not.
No,
I think
one of them has dated Trevor Bauer.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers has now opened up a little bit. He went to training camp finally and got there, and he had a press conference with reporters on the first day of training camp about his decision to skip out on that voluntary OTA minicamp and the dispute that he was having with the Packers front office. So, Fred, let's get some comments here from you. First, Aaron says, I think it was a lot of things that transpired. He said this wasn't a draft day thing. He started the conversation, he said, back in February after the season ended, and I just expressed my desire to be more involved in conversations that directly affected my job. So Aaron Rodgers wanted to be able to talk about things that would affect the quarterback position on the Packers. So, he has long disputed assumptions that he took issue with the organization after the drafting of the backup quarterback, Jordan Love. He went on to explain Wednesday that what the issue was stemmed from his desire to take more of a recruiting role and the Packers' decision not to utilize him. He says, I think we can all understand Green Bay isn't a huge vacation destination. Fred, you just alluded to that. He said, people are coming here to play with me, to play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here and the fact that I haven't been used in those discussions is what I wanted to change moving forward.
Well, look, first things first. We've heard an awful lot of misdirection here ever since three or four months ago, the word was that he demanded to be traded and he was upset they drafted that quarterback and so forth and so on, when nobody had it right and everybody was speculating.
Exactly.
And I said on this very program, nobody knows really until they hear from him what the gripe is.
You're right.
Nobody knows. Now they know, and now it's more benign than ever. He wants to. He loves the Packers. He wants to stay there, and he's got a huge, huge fan base in Green Bay, and there's no reason for him to destroy it or throw a tantrum. It's not about money, as he says. It's about having the organization, and this is where I come in on his side very, very heavily. He wants to have a conversation with management so they together can be on the same page about planning, whether it's personnel, whether it's not, so much, what time does a bus leave, from Chicago? That's not it. What they want is a relationship. He wants more of an open door relationship. They vehemently don't want to give him one. Now, when you stop and talk about an organization that's worth what they're worth, and how Green Bay takes up a huge footprint in pro football in this country, if not the world, but they are making and have made a terrible blunder, not telling the press, not telling the fan base, hey, look, he's our guy. He has been for the last 15, 16 years. Why wouldn't we confer with him and let him in on our thinking? That's what he wants. He wants to feel as though he can say, hey, Jimmy, at left tackle, there's, let's give him a pep talk or whatever it is, but let's make sure that we draft some people so we can stay in the hunt for a long time. And his gripe, just like Brady's in New England, was, I need more offensive linemen. So it started out with a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Specifically on personnel. And let's have a conversation. And, it's not like you sit next to somebody on the bus to San Antonio and you go, hey, hi, my name's Fred, and, we're going to San Antonio. Do you live there? And the guy says, hey, look, I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to shut up and just leave me alone. Well, okay, I get that, and I won't say anything else to the guy. But if that guy's paying me a lot of money to throw footballs down the road, then I want to be able to talk to the guy, and that's what he wants. That's what Aaron Rodgers wants. I think that's what he deserves, and I think hopefully he's satisfied as the season goes along.
You're right, and he said, just to chiming in, agreeing here, he said it wasn't about the money. He says, I'm quoting him now, to me it was bigger than this. It was about trying to be a resource for the organization that I care about and love so much. He also confirmed in the conversation that another issue plaguing his decision was to skip out on training was the Packers not being able to keep, quote, a number of players that I feel like were core players to our foundation and our locker room.
Right.
You know, he said he even considered retiring at various points, deciding, quoting again, if I wanted to even keep playing, but the first still burns and I wanted to be on the football team. End of quote. So that's a relief to Packer fans, Fred.
Well, not only is it a relief to Packer fans, it's the relief is for them that he's not throwing a tantrum and wants out. They don't want that from that guy.
Exactly.
But what he wants from the Packers may or not, we'll see what happens, may or not be possible. And if that is the case, then that organization is as stupid as you could imagine.
Well, he said to the relief of the fans, Rodgers said, both sides were able to get, quote, some things figured out in the last few days, and then end of quote, which seems to be in line with comments made earlier in the day by the general manager there, Brian Gutekunst, who told reporters that the Aaron has earned a place at the table. So apparently they're going to acquiesce.
Of all the teams I've been on, and I've been on 13, 15 teams,
right?
All of these teams are only go as far as they can trust the relationship and build one.
Let's continue straight ahead. Quick break. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Oh, look at that reach. We are here. Yours truly, Michael Horn, and the star of our show, the man we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties, everybody.
Yes.
Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. In the same quarter. It's going to stand the test of time.
It's one of the most amazing.
It is amazing.
I was outside my body when it happened.
Sultan. The Sultan of safeties.
It was just.
Is here with us.
I feel like I've been on a magic carpet ride ever since.
To you, Sultan.
Thanks
so
much.
And we are here in the Sports Lounge,
Thank
one
you.
And only Fred Dreyer.
Thank
and
you
plus
so much.
The iconic, extraordinary Hollywood star from Hunter. And we're going to get to some of your questions. Some ladies having problems watching season 6. We'll get to that later on in the show.
Yeah.
So don't go wandering off. Now, to wrap things up here on Aaron Rodgers, it looks to me like there's a kind of a unification now with management and Aaron, and maybe we can have a great year to see him Green Bay Packers. What's your thought,
we'll
Fred?
We'll see. First of all, what he's asking for is exactly what Tom Brady got when he went to Tampa Bay. Exactly.
You're exactly right.
And sitting there watching Tom Brady use and utilize all of what he brought and what he was shared with Arians, the head coach at Tampa Bay,
right,
and all of the people that run and own the organization, he was empowered, Brady.
Yeah, and they could have
he
done
was
that.
Empowered.
They could have done that in New England, the Patriots. And I love Bill Belichick, but something happened between Robert Kraft and Belichick.
They don't want to consider anybody else. They don't want to have to ask permission from their quarterback, and the quarterback could say, "Well, I really don't agree on that play and that fly pattern down the sideline. I don't really." And all of a sudden, the conversation starts to orbit out of what they see their role as head coach. They just say, "Look, here's what I do, and that's what you do. I can't throw it, but I can call the plays, and this is what we're going to do." And he says, "Well, how about if I wanted to talk to you about personnel?" No, personnel, that's a general manager's
right.
job.
So
what happens is now is you've got Tom Brady. He goes to Tampa Bay. He wins it by employing this philosophy and this relationship that he brought to them, and that they were open. It's just that's the reason he went there.
You're right.
And so when you're 16 years in Green Bay, you got to think, well, why can't I have that conversation? You know, Russell Wilson did it. It was Seattle.
Yeah.
And it was very nice. He did it a different way than Tom Brady did. Aaron Rodgers had done, and it worked out. It worked out for everybody. We'll see what happens, and they'll talk about it during the season next year in Seattle. They'll talk about it in Green Bay, and certainly they'll continue to talk about it in Tampa Bay.
Now, if we can do a little tidying up here and some house cleaning for football. Again, Fred and I are going to training camp next week. Don't forget, we'll be pre-taping the show Tuesday at 2:30 Pacific time, 5:30 Eastern, if you want to tune in on Facebook Live and catch all the shenanigans. Now, Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, good quarterback. He's at training camp, and apparently he's tested positive for COVID-19.
He's got the flu for 3 days, 4 days, that's it.
Well, he and another guy are being put into the protocol. And so what's happening is the coach Harbaugh says it's unclear how long Jackson's going to be sidelined. He says it's just part of the deal. It's what Harbaugh's saying. It's just part of the deal. It's the way the world is right now. We have 90% vaccinated, and I think we're going to be going above that, too, real soon here. So we're in really great shape for the vaccinations, and there you go.
Yeah, but they're still going to make him wear masks.
And we don't know Lamar Jackson. It's his prerogative. He's declined to say whether he's been vaccinated, but there you go.
Good luck to him.
You know, if you do two, if you're vaccinated and you do two tests and you come back negative, you go back in. If you're not, you got to sit out 10 days.
They ought to be ashamed of themselves, what they've done to put people through this.
Meanwhile, your friend Deshaun Watson, who knows a thing or three about getting some massages there in Houston. A lot of problems in Houston. They got trash cans they're banging on at the baseball park.
It's a lot of funny things. That's right. You're absolutely right.
Something's going on there.
You're right about that.
Anyway, 22 lawsuits filed against Deshaun Watson. But unlike Trevor Bauer on the Dodgers, who is, again, 10 days off on leave, there are no restrictions for Deshaun Watson from the NFL on his participation in club activities. So apparently he can still get more massages
if he wants to. So he can box on his time off.
That's right. So they're going to hold their first training camp practice, the Houston Texans, on Wednesday, same as the Rams when we go to town there and see them. So
we're going to give those Rams a piece of our mind about what they should be doing. Aaron Thomas,
Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady,
and all these guys, Fred Dreyer, all of them. We're just going to tell them exactly what we expect.
Let me go in and smoke a cigar and try to cut a deal for you as maybe a liaison between the fan base.
I think I'm
going to
bring a cigar down there.
We'll do that. Now, Xavien Howard, he's requested a trade from the Dolphins. He's a cornerback. Yeah. And he said in a statement that he says, "I don't feel valued or respected by the Dolphins.
Uh-oh.
Just like they can take a business-first approach, so can I."
Well, there you go. He's learning to be an adult.
See what happens.
Thanks
there.
To the NFL.
And Patrick Mahomes broke a record, another one, here even in the offseason.
Yeah.
His autographed card is football card sells for $4.3 million, the most ever for a football card. And they had the National Sports Collectors Convention was beginning outside of Chicago on last Wednesday, and they announced that his 2017 Panini National Treasures 1/1 NFL Shield autograph card has sold for $4.3 million.
They only have one of them. They had to stick it away in a vault.
They did. And then they brought it out and showed it to people, and they put it back in the vault.
Yeah, well, you know what this means? This activity they're establishing
a protocol.
They're establishing a I'll think of it later on.
All right, let's get to some comments here because we've been rolling here a little bit. And Kelly says, "My husband likes Green Bay. Our family, a mix of Green Bay, Cowboys, Colts, Steelers, and Dolphin fans." Where's the Rams in there, Fred? I don't see a Rams mentioned in there.
For what? What are you talking
Kelly,
about?
Kelly, she says her husband likes Green Bay, but she says her family is a mixed bag of Green Bay, Cowboys, Colts, Steeler and Dolphin fans. She's in the chat room. You're not going to have it in paper there in front of you.
Oh.
She says she also has two of your football cards. What do you think those things are worth?
About $6.50.
That's what you think? $6.50
My football card.
Oh yeah.
That I got the two safeties on.
That's the one I want.
Man, that'll really be worth something.
That's the one I want. All right, we also have a comment. Thanks for mentioning all of our names last week. Very appreciated. Nikki says that was very sweet that you mentioned names. By the way, Kelly says she also named her granddaughter Hunter.
Oh.
How about that?
Well, that's pretty nice. I have a very good friend of mine.
No, that's good. Let's go. There's more to the story. Go ahead.
I have a very good friend of mine who named his son years ago when I was down in Mexico. He was, his son was born, and he named his son Hunter.
See? So there you go. Yeah. All right. Now, Pamela is at it again this week, and we have some fun here for you, Fred Dreyer. Because Pam has found plenty of action for our show today.
Is this porn?
Of action on the job. Occasionally, she says, you had a romantic interlude on the Hunter show. She's discovered photos of you and some of the talented actresses you filmed love scenes with.
On camera or off camera?
I can't really tell, but we'll say this is...
Because there was stuff, there was off-camera stuff.
Here's exhibit one. Now, is this Nancy Stafford?
I don't know.
Is it? This is, there's a picture of you, Rick Hunter, just those arms, boy, those big arms of yours around Nancy Stanley.
When I hug a woman,
she's been hugged.
They're hugged.
So tell me about this. Was from the scene of the show?
I'm going to tell you about it. Well, I don't. Yeah, you know what? That was shot up near. See the lights in the background?
Yeah.
That was outside the window. That was shot. I'll tell you something. That thing was shot up on Signal Hill.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't care about that. I'm just caring about that lip smack there of you and Nancy Stafford.
Yeah.
Whew.
After every kiss.
What's the temperature in here now?
Just a second. 75. After every kiss with all my stuff, especially this one, I would add. That's what I would add.
Well, I tell you. It got warm in here.
It does.
It gets a little warmer in here. Okay, so that's you and Nancy Stafford doing the kissy face. And then we have another exhibit here. And this one, I believe, is this Erin Gray?
That's Erin Gray.
Now, is this Erin Gray? Was she in the in Father Knows Best? Was that the – or that was Eleanor Donahue. This is Erin Gray.
You're a little
Apparently
off
you kissed
there.
Them all. Look at those big hands of yours grabbing the football. You're grabbing that shoulder.
When
Erin
they
Gray,
are grabbed, when Hunter grabs
really
them.
Something.
When Hunter grabs them, Ooh, they
boy.
Stay grabbed.
What, 78? Is that what's going up to 78
Put your
now?
Shirt back on.
Oh, my gosh. I might have to take that off. We might have to take a break here. I don't know if I can stand much more of this. Then we go into you as Rick Hunter. And it's the same one here. Sorry.
This was a show called On Air.
Yeah, On Air, is that right?
On Air,
okay, so
I do believe.
Here we go, and this is you with Shelley Smith.
Ooh.
Wow, now she has got the hand moving on your back. She's pulling that neck of yours right on
She saw my handwork. Oh. She saw my handwork, and she came in. She co-opted.
80 degrees.
She co-opted my handwork.
80 degrees in here. Oh, telling you, these are amazing here. This is one of the greatest shows that we've had here on the on CRN, I'm telling you right now.
Are you all right?
80 degrees. I don't know if I can handle this.
Are
more.
You okay?
Can we take a break?
Do
I
you...
got to get up and walk around the studio a little bit.
Yeah, make sure your pants are
gotta
on.
Get up.
Please.
I think they are. I got to stand up and stretch. We'll be back here in the sports lounge. Oh, I got to
put that hand puppet down.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for fur babies. If you think it's been hard being stuck at home for a year, think about your dog. It's been 7 years for them, and they deserve to get out and sniff the world too. So grab Daisy, Ranger, or Doodles and hit the road. But be sure to stick your head out the window and look for a Motel 6. And like all pets, Baxter stays free. Hot dog. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Can you name the three habits of healthy hygiene? We shower, we brush our teeth, and we... Wait a minute. What third habit? Think about it. The pandemic's reminded us that the nose is your body's filter against a constant invasion of airborne germs. Your nose traps allergens, bacteria, and viruses, but like any filter, the more it's clogged up, the less it works. Now it's easy to clean your nose with Navage. My name's Martin Hoke, and I did not invent nasal irrigation. It's been around thousands of years, but I did invent Navage to make nasal irrigation easy for everyone. Navage uses powered suction to flush out germs that cause congestion, or worse, can make you very sick. People love Navage. It has 4.7 stars with over 70,000 online reviews. And over 2 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Go to Navage.com or find Navage at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, Bed Bath, and select Walmarts. Make cleaning your nose your third habit. Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
Staples Connect has everything for school at amazing prices. Right now, Staples One Subject Notebooks are only 25 cents each, and Crayola 24-count crayons, two-pocket polyfolders, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 50 cents each. So your student won't just be ready for school. There'll be tons of drawings to hang on the fridge ready.
We're going to need a bigger refrigerator.
Visit your local Staples store or staples.com/back to school and get amazing prices for everything on your back-to-school list. Ends 9/18. Limit 30. Notebooks in store only. Offer may vary online.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, the All-Pro defensive end, Mr. Fred Dreyer, is with us here today, if we can, a little bit. And we're getting a lot of comments here in our chat room on Facebook Live here. Kathy saying, thanks to Pamela for sending in these photographs that we're looking at of you hugging on a couple of honeys there, a few of them in the Hunter show. And
they were beautiful women.
Nikki says,
that's the reason I got into acting.
Nikki says, you guys are funny. And Gay is saying, Fred, and she's serious here. This is a serious question.
Of course, we're all serious.
When you kiss a woman,
yes,
does she stay kissed? Just wondering. What do you think about that? That's it.
That's how it works. And once that seal is broken, she's mine.
Okay, so now we're going to, if we can, let's go and do.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I heard. Let's review. So here again is you here on the Hunter show with Nancy Stafford. And it's just a kind of a blurry. It's one of those where it kind of goes to a
blur. But it's smoky. I call it smoky. It's smoky.
Close up of those lips connecting. That is, let me tell you one thing. That's some good acting. You really are a method actor. And then we got Aaron Gray. You and Aaron Gray. Aaron, a little thing there. And you just, boy, that hand of hers is doesn't know what to do with it. She's just.
There was something going on there.
I think so. Aaron. Something was going on with Aaron Gray. And then we have here also Shelly Smith. Shelly Smith, that blonde, she's there. She's got that hand. You've got that hand around her. You guys, is there any room
We usually do this, the Hunter love scenes after lunch.
What's that?
Huh?
Why is it after lunch?
Well, what do you think?
Okay.
There's no belching enough. We've got it laid out pretty good. There's just a real calmness that takes place on the set when Hunter comes out of his locker room.
Yeah, apparently you were in the locker room. This next one, you were in the locker room because your shirt's off, for God's sake. She looks like she's wearing kind of a...
That's Lydia.
That is Lydia Cornell.
That's
you
Lydia
remember
Cornell.
Her, don't you? Yeah.
That's Lydia Cornell.
Yeah, Lydia Cornell, you and Lydia.
Yeah, she just put that tattoo on my shoulder and...
What? And finally, we saved the best for last, and this is you and the Boing. Lovely Stephanie Kramer.
That's
here.
Not Stephanie.
It says Stephanie Kramer.
Is that Stephanie?
This was the most talked about scene ever.
Where'd you get that one?
This one. Pam was going to have to write to us again and tell us where she got these because she has.
Where'd she get that one?
This is you.
No, but it's not here on the stack of stuff.
As well?
Well, there's four.
I have it. You don't have it. The stack of stuff Fritz talking about, if I can be so bold here a little bit, is to show you this kind of stuff that I used to hold up that you can't even
see.
It's
smoky.
Wouldn't you rather have this? I would much rather have that shot. And we're going to post these for those of you listening on radio. Better get to our Sports Lounge website, and we will get this information out there for you. You're going to be able to
bring a towel with you, if you would.
Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, and it's going to be up there. Go to crntalk.com, hit on the Fred Dreyer picture there, and it'll take you right there. And we're going to post all these pictures up. Social media is going to be buzzing with this stuff. Whew, boy, I got to tell you.
Oh, that's steamy. That's steamy stuff. That's you know what that
95,
is.
95. The temperature's gone.
You know what that is?
What's that?
That is hot smoking 80s sex. That's what that
from television. There, this is really great stuff. I'm telling you.
You know, all the girls before the scenes would kind of like hang out outside my trailer.
Apparently, some of them went inside.
I'm just telling you.
All right. We'll have that tell-all story later on next week's more. Now, if we can continue here with some sports news, baseball action for you. Here, Major League Baseball, always in the lead because these guys are geniuses there. You know, they're the ones that, you can't block the plate. You can't do that. You put a runner on second base when you go into extra innings, so automatically one team's going to win because they got a runner on second base, especially if Kenley Jansen's pitching.
Boy.
They got all this crap. Put a relief pitcher in, he stinks. You got to let him pitch to three batters and destroy your game before you can pull him out.
Yeah,
so here's the thing. Apparently, there's still, Fred, a sign-stealing problem in baseball.
Yeah.
At least they say a technological
and it's,
one.
It's thank God we have it.
Well, they're saying reading another team's pitches is technically legal, but using Apple Watches or telephoto cameras is very much not. And apparently, that's been going on. If you notice, a lot of the catchers come on and talk to the pitcher. Kenley Jansen thinks they're stealing his stuff.
They've all got watches on?
Well,
One has a dish on his helmet.
Yeah, slight dish up there.
He's got a dish. He gets in between innings. He gets movies from
gets them from the Dish Network.
Yeah, he gets in Dish Network.
Soon, they say Major League Baseball is going to be fighting fire with fire because coming up August 3rd, this is when we're taping our show next week. It plans. Major League Baseball are going to test an encrypted wireless communication device that replaces the traditional flash of fingers that the catcher uses with button taps. And the device will be a button tap, blink, 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 three, it's fastball, blink, 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 two, curveball, whatever it is. The device is from a startup company called PitchCom.
Ooh.
And it's going to be tested in the Low A West minor league first. There'll be a wristband transmitter for the catcher with 9 buttons.
What's the purpose of this?
It's going to signal the desired pitch and location, which then sends an encrypted audio signal to receivers that can squeeze into the pitcher's cap and the catcher's helmet, and the receivers use bone conduction technology. So it vibrates your bone.
Jeez Louise.
So the guy drops his jug, his stuff is vibrating.
So does this mean that no one's cheating? Is that what this means?
They're going to put it up against the ear in the catcher's helmet and in the.
Why don't they just get one of those telegraph?
And you have to learn Morse code.
No, the catcher can sit here like that, just like this, frame his pitch, just like that, and then go bop, 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 bop. Bang, here comes the pitch. What's wrong with that?
Right down the middle.
What's wrong with that?
All the way to the backstop.
Just a beach ball coming up to the plate.
There'd be probably some jamming conduction. This is going to be fun, something new for Major League Baseball. Transmitters. And when that doesn't work, like when you have your kid with a walkie-talkie, they say, can you hear me? And the guy's like 5 feet away from you. Can you hear me? No, I can't hear you.
Back up to second base and throw a fastball if you've got one.
Trading deadline, this is the whole thing been going crazy. Dodgers looking for relief pitching. Everybody's looking for something.
They're not looking for anything.
I don't think.
They can't. Listen, should we go over what happened last night? We both saw it.
This last week you're talking about?
This last week.
This is,
Cody Bellinger throws the ball from first base to try and get a guy rounding third base on his way home. And he throws it, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, he throws it past Turner, the third baseman, not only over his head, he throws it over and out of the grandstand.
Of the grandstand. It goes into the third base.
This thing was going 100 miles an hour, and it just took off, and it went halfway up.
Because Cody forgot he wasn't playing in the outfield.
And he was like this. You know, we've always thought there's something wrong with him anyway.
He's
kind of like this. That's
a pretty strong throw there.
Jesus, could I try that again?
That's something else. All right, some comments. Listen to this here. We got Bruce said that Lydia was the tattooed lady.
Lydia.
In the Hunter series Darling over there.
Lydia.
And Ray is also saying, guys, hold on to your girls because Hunter is on the loose.
He's in town.
Hunter, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I always wore my lucky makeout tie. You couldn't see it in some of these
photos. Split complimentary, was it?
But I had a split complimentary tie.
What does that mean? Explain to our audience what that means.
I'm not doing it again. I've done this for you 50 times.
I still don't get it.
Yeah. Go ahead. See the shirt? See that lousy shirt you have on?
It's a beautiful shirt.
It's blue.
Yeah.
We all know it's blue.
Yeah.
To simply explain to you, I would put a black tie with
that. This shirt.
That's correct.
Why?
Because when you put it on, it explains itself. You know what self-evidence means?
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
It's self-evident.
Yeah.
Meaning the average layman, which was you, should be able to figure out what tie to wear with that.
That's good.
You would not wear a paisley tie with that, right?
No, no way.
But why wouldn't you? Tell me why you wouldn't.
Well, you got to have the colors that match.
No, it's not the colors. It's the patterns.
The patterns. So a solid tie with a patterned shirt, that's easy.
You could take a black tie.
Yeah.
And put it on there. That's why you should always carry a black tie.
It goes literally with anything. And this white would go with it too, right? A white tie?
A white tie?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'd never let you in the door if you showed up with a white tie.
Black ties was yours.
You got to be careful. You know, the women, they'll tell you the easiest way into their heart is to wear the right tie.
All right, now some Olympic news.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I heard you.
It's very important that you comprehend the things I tell you.
Now, the Olympics, we have reports, people telling you how many medals and all that. Here on this show, Olympic eating is underway, and the Tokyo Olympic Games are the main event, but the athletes...
Wait a second. I've fallen behind. Are you saying... Did you just say
eating.
That eating contest is an Olympic event?
Well, it's not an Olympic event. The athletes are sharing how they're fueling up behind the scenes. So they've got there's an Irish rugby player, Harry McNulty, who's posted on an Olympic food tour video on TikTok showcasing food options like pasta, pizza station, stir-fried Japanese food, roti, noodles, halal, and staples in the fruit and cereal and sandwich stations. He's highlighted gluten-free and vegan options. Others, the USA rugby player, Alona Maher, is sharing her favorite dining hall foods, noshing on deep-fried Camembert cheese, a spring roll, because it's coming from the Olympics.
What all this
the tennis? Australian tennis player Luke Saville is posting the food stations in the Tokyo Olympics are much better than the dining hall food from the Rio Olympics.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody listening to this show, in all honesty,
Australian
should say, what was that? Did they have sushi there?
Well, and to celebrate the Australian water polo player Tilly Kearns has posted a video showing that they have protocols like face masks, disinfecting wipes at food stations, disposable gloves, and an athlete is even given these before picking up a food tray. So that's the latest from the Olympic update.
I find it so stimulating. Seriously.
Just thought I would tell you. That's the latest there from the Olympics.
Yeah, well.
Bring that to you.
News that comes in from the Olympics, just
well, we get the different,
put it on my desk. I'll get to it.
We're a little bit offbeat on some of our news. That's what we have here.
I know, of course, here on the show.
Okay, what else do we have for you today? And we could go over the gold medals, but we're not going to do that. The one final thought on the Olympics. Did you know that they still bite the Olympic medal? Do you know that came from, the reason the athletes bite the medals is to see if it was actually made from real gold or fake gold? This was years ago.
Yeah.
Well, nowadays, they're saying at the Tokyo Olympics, and the Tokyo officials said, quoting, "Our medals are made from material recycled from electronic devices donated by the Japanese public, so you don't have to bite them. That's what they're made of."
Fabulous.
So that little transistor radio of yours that we tried to get fixed?
Yeah.
Probably parts of that in a gold medal worn by some champion person.
I'm sure there is.
Gold. It's a Hoffman.
Yeah. Are we going to commercial now?
Yeah, we are.
All right.
Going to wrap things up when we come back here. Sports Lounge. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook. Boy, take it easy there, Fred. We're still on the air. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred's got a stretch. freddreyer@crntalk.com. We'll be back.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Holmer, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Get into our email, freddreyer at crntalk.com. At Fred Dreyer's scale of 1 to 10, how much rear do you kick compared to a Rick Hunter?
What's that?
How many women? How do you deal with the women as compared to Rick Hunter? Secret Cheese wants to know that question.
Secret?
Yeah. Scale of 1 to 10, the number.
Well, look, I mean,
the number.
Everybody has, you have a 1 to 10 scale.
Yeah.
I might have a 1 to 100 scale.
Scott Osler says, I miss the days when Fred Dreyer, star defensive end for the Rams, lived in a van.
Yeah, Scott Osler.
Yep, you like that? And finally.
Well, I think Scott was a reporter.
I don't know.
For the Herald Examiner? Scott Osler? I think he was.
Ostler. Ostler.
Ostler.
Ostler. Ostler. Susan says, hello, I've been binge-watching Hunter on Amazon Prime. I made it to season 6, episode 17. Now, it suddenly said the program is unavailable. Help, I'll be gutted if I can't finish watching them.
That's Amazon for you.
Well, go to Peacock. It's there, and you can check the episodes.
Well, there's a lot of different platforms this thing's on. How about let's let Susan Snow know.
It's exactly. And then I got a question here for you because here with Shelley Smith on this picture right here. No,
ooh,
that's not. Hold on a second.
That's Aaron.
Yeah, that's Aaron. Hold on a second. So there's Shelley Smith.
That's Shelley.
Notice the blue that she's wearing there, Shelley Smith, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and now we go here to Lydia Cornell. She's wearing the same blue. What's the deal? Wardrobe in the
wardrobe.
Old, in the
wardrobe.
Old Hunter house.
Yeah, I said okay. I like that. So the next love scene I have, I want you to.
That's our show, you guys. If you
that's
miss
it?
Anything, log on to our website, loungeondemand.com, the lounge, sports lounge, sportsloungeondemand.com.
Those love scene shots are good. We should have more of those.
Yeah, Pamela, find some more for us.
Do you have any that you could show us?
No, I don't have one.
Why don't you show us some loves?
Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com.
Show us some loves.
/RealFredDreyer. And thank you, Nikki. Nikki, by the way, says, great show, and says, Mike, you look so sharp, you don't need a tie. Email Fred, FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
You have people calling in telling you what to wear?
The chat room. We'll see you next week, everybody.